Hello, and welcome to Soothing Pod's Sleep Stories. My name is Arif, and tonight I will be your guide as we explore a retelling of the story of Thisbe and Pyramus, two star-crossed lovers who escape the safety of their homes to spend a night in each other's arms. But before we begin, let us take a moment to relax and find comfort in the space that we are in. Close your eyes and find a comfortable position in your bed. There is nothing for you to do in this moment but relax and simply be. There are no expectations. There is no to-do list. Now is your time to sink into your mattress and give your body the rest that it deserves. With your eyes closed and your body at ease, try for a moment to imagine a warm, golden light floating above your bed. It meanders through the air, untouched by gravity, dipping and diving lazily as it swoops and sways. This is a ball of light that you can hold in the palm of your hand. Imagine yourself reaching toward the light, gently wrapping your hands around the glowing orb. You can feel the pulse and rhythm of the warm energy inside the orb. You feel a thump, 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 beating steadily against your palms. After a few moments, you come to realize that steady beating matches the slow, relaxed rhythm of your own heart. You release the light from your hands, feeling its warmth wash over your fingertips as the orb moves over your chest. Slowly, it begins to trace along your body. It starts at your head and neck, relieving any tension you may be carrying there. You feel your jaw relax. You feel your shoulders drop slightly away from your ears, giving you much needed space there. But not only does this light release tension in your muscles, it sinks into your head, smoothing over those buzzing thoughts and urging them to be at peace. If your thoughts are a tangled mess of yarn and wire, this light takes a single thread and pulls them into a neat pile. Then, the light traces down the rest of your body. You feel the tension in your chest and around your heart melt away into the mattress underneath you. You feel your lungs slow as you breathe at a natural pace. Follow this light as it floats down both of your arms, unclenching your fists and relaxing each and every finger until your hands sink into the mattress like putty. Feel as the glowing orb floats down your back and legs, undoing knots and putting each and every muscle at ease. And once the light has meandered over your muscles and your mind, bringing relief with it, watch as it hovers once more over your chest. As you breathe in, watch the light expand along with your chest. As you hold your breath, focus on the way the light wavers over you, flickering light candlelight in your dark room. As you exhale, watch the light shrink and shrink and shrink, completely relaxed, until it returns to its usual size. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 1, 2, 3. Exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Watch the light expand, 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 and flicker, 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 and shrink, shrink, shrink. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 1, 2, 3. Exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Watch the light expand, 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 and flicker, 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 and shrink, shrink, shrink. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 1, 2, 3. Exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Watch the light expand, 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 and flicker, 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 and shrink, shrink, shrink.
Out of the woods can the moon...
Moon Carter is a family fictional podcast, and I mean for the family. Parents, do you find it really hard to make it through your children's podcasts?
Then listen to Moon Carter and join me, Splot, and the gang on our magical adventures. Click all the links below or get it from where you get your podcast from. But if you need to be told that, then I worry about you. Splot. It's like drink water from where water's from.
Not,
what's that about?
Not helping. Moon Carter is a podcast. You like it?
Now that we have taken the time to relax and find comfort in the space that we are in, let us begin. It was a warm spring day in the ancient city of Babylon. The egg yolk sun hovered high in the sky, painting the mountainous landscape with dewy rays of light and dark, sleepy shadows. On the first truly warm day of the year, many people found themselves taking a day to relax and enjoy the beauty of the changing seasons. busy merchants closed their storefronts for the day so they could relax in the shade, sipping hibiscus tea and playing board games with one another. Teachers called off class for the day, instead opting to watch children run in wildflower-filled meadows, giggling and playing as they provided the first glimpses of what their summer was going to look like. On the outskirts of a city, two families had their own way of enjoying the summer weather. The Humusi and Etta families were some of the wealthiest in all of Babylon. But that wealth came at a price. Once loyal allies, a business deal destroyed the relationship between the two families. Their expansive castles had sat next to each other for centuries, making them not only friends, but neighbors as well. When the feud turned the former friends into sworn enemies, a great stone wall was erected between the two estates, separating the families for the foreseeable future. Growing up, Thisbe always wondered what was on the other side of the wall. She was a child of great fortune, always surrounded by books and musical instruments to fill her days with poetry and song. She would often play in the garden, reading her books under the shade of olive and oak trees. She was an only child, a lonely child, rarely allowed to escape the family estate to make friends. With their family status, any journey beyond the estate was one they viewed as dangerous. So, Thisbe got used to spending all her time by herself. And it was quite some time before she realized there was a boy just like her on the other side of the wall. Pyramus was born to the Etta family. He too lived a life of privilege. He loved painting more than anything in the world, and spent many of his days relaxing in the garden with his watercolors, painting masterpieces he knew no one would ever see. Much like Thisbe, he was hidden away from the rest of the world and was an only child with no one to share his experiences with. It was a lonely existence, one that often inspired him to craft paintings that reflected both his isolation and his desire for something more. Many paintings featured a man tenderly touching a woman on the cheek, sharing a moment of connection with her. But he knew it would be a long time before that moment came, perhaps even a lifetime. By the time they grew into adulthood, both Thisbe and Pyramus had an inkling that there was someone their age on the other side of the wall. While Pyramus was painting, he would often hear the melodic voice of Thisbe as she read poetry to herself, clinging to certain lines and repeating them over and over, rolling them over her tongue as if they were sweet nectar. Thisbe, on the other hand, could often hear Pyramus humming to himself. She could hear the clink, 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 clink as he dipped his homemade brush into his cup of water and against his palate. The things he hummed were songs she had never heard before, melodies he had crafted in his head and was putting out into the world, seemingly for her ears only. Thisbe and Pyramus both knew that their families were sworn enemies. They had heard tales about how awful the other family was, how they were traitors and liars. But neither of them seemed to carry that weight or that anger with them. The tales simmered in their parents' generation, but for them, they were merely tales. Their desire for companionship, their desire to be understood, their anger at their parents. Those emotions ran much deeper than the legacy grudge that had been passed down to them against their will. That warm summer day, Thisbe and Pyramus were out in the yard with their families. Thisbe lay in the grass on a soft blanket, watching as the bumblebees buzzed between the begonias beside her. On the other side of the wall, Pyramus sat in the shade, admiring the small wild bunnies as they hippity-hopped across the lawn, sleepily zigzagging through the emerald grass. But soon, clouds began to creep across the bright blue sky, as they often do on those first few warm summer afternoons. Before long, a steady rain began to trickle from the sky, providing the lush grass, flowers, and trees with some much-needed moisture. Thisbe and Pyramus's families both wandered back into their warm houses, excited to sit by the fireplace and listen to the rain as they sipped steaming soup and relaxed in the comfort of their homes. But both Thisbe and Pyramus had something else in mind. Perhaps it was the artist within each of them, or perhaps it was the need to be separate from their parents, or perhaps it was fate. Whatever it was, it urged them to stay outside in that summer rain. They both wandered along the edge of the wall, relishing the feeling of the rain against their skin, breathing in the sweet, invigorating aroma of the earth that the storm kicked up into the air. But then, the rain started to fall a little harder. It was cooler now, much more invigorating and inspiring, that it was refreshing and relaxing. Seeking shelter, but wanting desperately to remain outside, the two slunk to a rarely visited edge of the property. For Thisbe, that corner was one shrouded by a decades-old lilac bush, which hunched over, its purple blossoms weighed down by each individual raindrop. She nestled herself underneath the sprawling branches, finding shelter and comfort underneath the fragrant flowers. She breathed in deeply, instantly relaxed by the cozy home she had made for herself. Mere feet away from her, Thisbe found himself sheltering in the corner as well. On his side, an ancient oak tree towered over him, its branches twisted and turned in all directions, all with the intention of catching slivers of sunlight. He slumped against the old oak tree, instantly soothed by the sound of the rain as it tap, 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 tapped against the branches. But there was something else the two hadn't noticed before. In the wall before them, there was a single crack. It ran up the length of the wall, splitting about an inch in the dead center. They both rose to their feet at the same time, taking small steps to reach the crack. Softly, they put their eyes to the hole, finally excited to catch a glimpse of the property on the other side. But instead, they were met with each other's gaze. They both backed away in surprise, startled by the serendipity of the moment. "You must be an Etta," Thisbe said rather quietly, her voice dancing its way to the other side of the wall. "And you, a Humusi," Pyramus replied, taking a step closer to the wall again. The crack was too small to truly see one another. They could only catch glimpses here and there, the light reflecting off the other's hair, the color of their eyes, a raindrop trailing down over the other's lips. Thisbe introduced herself to Pyramus, quietly reflecting on the fact that they were meant to hate one another. "I must admit, dear Thisbe, my feelings for you are far from hate. I've heard you reciting poetry over the wall many times, and I've grown to look forward to your readings." Thisbe found herself blushing. Those moments where she leaned against the wall, reading the poetry from her favorite books, were meant to be private, intimate moments. She tried to only do that when she hadn't heard Pyramus humming on the other side, though clearly her attempts were in vain. "And I've grown to look forward to the sound of your humming," and the stroke of your brush, Pyramus, she replied, a smile on her lips. Pyramus, too, found himself blushing. Those melodies, the songs he had crafted, all came from somewhere deep inside him, from a place he had never felt comfortable sharing with anyone before. For quite some time, the two sat under their respective shelters, chatting as the rain fell around them. They spoke as quietly as they could to avoid any prying ears, and their soft voices were safely muffled by the sounds of the storm. At first, they spoke of their upbringings. Thisbe told Pyramus her favorite stories from her childhood, the time her mother made her a delicious cake, garnished with flowers from the very lilac tree she was sitting under, the time she tried to sneak off the property when she was a teenager to run away to the sea, but was caught by her parents before she even got a mile away. Pyramus listened to these stories with his eyes closed, her melodic voice blending with the rain was one of the most soothing things he had ever heard. He found himself hanging onto every word, laughing at her humor and admiring the glow of her warm character. Pyramus told Thisbe about his own upbringing, relaying some of his favorite stories from his childhood as well. He told her about the time he tracked paint all over the house when he was trying to make his first painting. He told her about the time he snuck out for the day just to go to the town and buy himself new paints, only to find his father at the same merchant's store, trying to do the same thing. Thisbe found herself giggling at Pyramus's tales. He had a talent for weaving words into beautiful stories that left her wanting more, desperate for more puzzle pieces to put together the picture that was him and his life. Soon, however, their life-changing meeting came to a halt. Overhead, thunder began to crackle and roar, shaking the ground and the leaves hanging overhead. A flash of lightning shot across the sky, illuminating the landscape around them in a bright yellow haze. They reluctantly said goodbye, but not without making an agreement first. On every rainy day, they would meet here, near the crack in the fence. And on days where it was not raining, they would read their poetry and hum and enjoy each other's company as they had been for the past few years. Thisbe and Pyramus both bounded inside to their respective homes, feeling somehow lighter and more grounded than they had ever felt before. The next few days were lovely, sunny days. The swallows and robins were flitting between the oak and olive trees, singing their song to the universe. The bees were buzzing from flower to flower, carrying pollen with them across the land. And though Thisbe usually enjoyed lying out on the lawn during sunny days, she found herself dreaming of when the next rainy day would come, dreaming of the day she would finally have a chance to escape to her lilac hideaway to swap stories with Pyramus. On the other side of the wall, Pyramus was thinking the same thing. He hadn't had a truly enriching conversation in days. He found himself aching for Thisbe's company, even though he had only spoken to her for a couple of hours. But, as they had promised, they decided to go about their usual routine instead. Thisbe leaned against the wall and recited her poetry. It was a book she had carefully selected, a book full of poems about budding friendships. And when she found herself brave enough over the next several days, those poems transitioned into poems about budding romance. Pyramus listened to every word, even taking the time to write some of them down as she read them, so he could read them quietly to himself when she wasn't near. Though, he had to admit, the words sounded much better coming from her lips. When she was finished reading, Pyramus would begin his painting and his humming. On occasion, he would even speak to himself, though, truly, he was speaking to her. He would murmur about the colors he was picking for his painting, diving into the details of the particular shade he's picked and the reasoning behind it. Thisbe would sit on the other side of the wall with her eyes closed, trying her hardest to picture exactly what he was drawing. As he put paint to canvas, she was painting in her mind, trying to move along with every stroke of his brush. Each day was better than the last. Though they couldn't really speak to one another, they were growing closer and closer just through their art. One particularly lazy Sunday, as the sun began to dip down over the horizon, Pyramus took a rather bold step. As he packed up his paint set and she gathered her novels and poems, he gently mused. There were clouds in the sky all day today. Perhaps we'll have rain tomorrow. Thisbe smiled, a warmth flooding her whole body. Perhaps we will have rain tomorrow, she replied. That night, both Pyramus and Thisbe lay in bed, excited for what the morning would bring. And when they woke up in the morning, they awakened to the sound of rain. Thisbe opened her eyes with delight, swiftly wiping away the drowsiness residing within them. She gazed at the raindrops trailing down her window with a whole new sense of admiration and respect. She even found herself opening up her windows to take a fresh breath of the invigorating morning air. For this rain, this moment, it was promising. Pyramus was out the door before he even had breakfast. He hunched over as he scurried across the lawn. All his painting supplies gathered haphazardly in his arms. When he stepped underneath the oak tree, he felt his whole body relax. He closed his eyes and fiddled with his brush as he waited for Thisbe, knowing in his heart that she would be along shortly. He listened to the rain for a few moments, relishing in the dull pitter-patter of the drops landing on the branches, and the tick-tack, 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 tick-tack of the raindrops on the softly swaying leaves. The soundscape of the environment was enough to lull him back to sleep underneath that lofty oak tree. But then he heard Thisbe's voice. "I've been waiting for a rainy day for a long time," she said. Pyramus could tell from the brightness of her voice that she was smiling. The two caught up for a few moments, talking about poems they had exchanged, the melodies he had hummed, the paintings he had created. They spoke with such bliss that it made their whole bodies buzz with admiration and hope for the future. Then, Pyramus proposed an idea. He wanted to paint a portrait of Thisbe, a portrait that he could hold on to until he could meet her in person. Thisbe was surprised and delighted by this idea, though she was unsure if she could really describe herself to him. She described her black, waist-length hair, her warm brown eyes, the shape of her nose and her lips. She did so timidly, with an uncertain smile on her face the whole time. Pyramus told her that he had finished painting a portrait of himself for her, though they would have to wait a while for the paint to dry before he could give her the portrait. For the rest of the day, the two told stories and basked in the warmth of their conversation. Pyramus found himself laughing almost constantly. Thisbe was not only a lover of poetry and a poet herself, but quite a comedian. Her way of looking at the world was truly unique, and it made him want to see her, want to hold her even more than he already did. When the day finally came to a close, the rain stopped. Thisbe and Pyramus rose to their feet with a bit of reluctance. Then Pyramus grabbed hold of one of the strong oak branches. He lifted himself a bit higher, just high enough to be able to send the painting of himself gliding over the wall into Thisbe's hands below. When Thisbe looked at the painting, her heart stopped beating. The world around her seemed to freeze as she took in the image of the man she had grown fond of. The man who she was beginning to think she loved. That night, Thisbe and Pyramus both lay in their beds, holding the pictures tightly in their grasps. They wanted to be in each other's arms, to hold one another closely, and it was in that moment that they both knew they had to make that desire a reality. Several days passed before the next rainy day. Thisbe spent most of them reciting love poetry to Pyramus. Pyramus, in turn, spent the days painting beautiful watercolors of places he wanted to visit with Thisbe. It was a beautiful union, regardless of the distance. When the next rainy day came, Thisbe sat under her lilac tree with a single poem in hand. It was one she had penned, one that was the most vulnerable and beautiful thing she had ever written. She shyly read it to Pyramus, her voice quivering in the slightest with emotion. It was a poem that confessed her love, a poem that begged Pyramus to step outside into the world with her. By the end of the poem, Pyramus was in tears. He told Thisbe that he loved her dearly, that there was nothing he wanted more than to hold her in his arms and spend every moment with her. He begged her to meet him beyond the walls of their homes, underneath the branches of the mulberry tree by the river, just up the road. Thisbe agreed, promising to meet him that night under the light of the full moon. The day seemed to move even slower after that decision. Thisbe retired to the house to prepare herself, putting on her finest clothes and gathering her favorite poems to bring with her. As she waited for the moon to rise to its peak, she gazed at the painting of Pyramus with a smile on her face, for she knew soon she would be with him. When the moon rose high into the sky, Pyramus was the first to leave his home. He snuck out the front gate, his heart beating softly in his chest. As he walked down the long dirt road, there was joy in his every step. At the end of the road, the mulberry tree seemed to glisten in the moonlight, a beautiful silhouette beckoning him toward a new start to his life. He sat under the mulberry tree, his gaze fixed firmly on the dirt road, waiting for Thisbe to arrive, and, before long, he could hear the click-clack, 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 click-clack of her footsteps. When she came into view, Pyramus couldn't stand idly by. He walked toward her, feeling as though he was floating, gliding through the sweetest dream he had ever had. She was even more beautiful than she was in the painting he had drawn, and her eyes seemed to glisten with her wit, her intelligence, her love of life. He wrapped his arms around her, drawing her against his chest. They both fought back tears as they stood there in silence for a long moment, simply enjoying each other's touch and company. When they pulled apart briefly, it was so they could gaze into each other's eyes and share their first kiss underneath the moonlight. They lingered there for a long moment, savoring the fact that they had finally met, had finally gotten a chance to kiss one another, as they had dreamt of doing for so many long summer days. They sat underneath the mulberry tree in the moonlight, their fingers tightly intertwined. For the first time, they didn't need to speak quietly. They didn't need to close their eyes to try and imagine one another. It was the sweetest gift either of them had received. Thisbe leaned her head on Pyramus's shoulder, enjoying the safety she felt in his arms. She loved the way his chest heaved when he laughed at her jokes, the way creases would form around the edge of his brilliant amber eyes. There were so many little things about him that she was learning now, and so many things she wanted to learn as time continued on. Before they knew it, the sun was rising over the horizon. Ever so slowly, the landscape around them came alive in stunning shades of yellow, orange, and pink. The morning dew seemed to reflect the sunlight, creating a breathtaking glow to the world around them. They knew it was time to go back, but they clung to one another for a few more moments, breathing in the beautiful morning together. In that instant, Pyramus realized he couldn't imagine another morning without Thisbe. He got down on one knee, taking Thisbe's hand in his own. Their families had been feuding for hundreds of years, and now it was time to put an end to it. It was time to take down the wall. It was time to let love live. He asked Thisbe to be his wife. With tears in her eyes, Thisbe agreed. The road was not easy for the star-crossed couple, but in time, their families grew to see the love between them and accept it. Thisbe and Pyramus built their own home on the other side of their parents' estates. A home lush with lilac bushes and oak trees, where they could often be found reading poetry and painting. On rainy days, they were always outside, curled up in each other's arms. I hope you've enjoyed this story, and it has helped you reach a night of peaceful, relaxing sleep. Please join us again tomorrow for another story. Until then, sweet dreams.